Okay. So we are going to be learning the Sefer HaKuzari. The Sefer HaKuzari is written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is one of the Rishonei Sfarad. He lived in Spain during what they call the Tor HaZahav, the golden age of Spanish Jewry. And he wrote many of the beautiful piyutim that many of us say on Yamim Noraim, many of the Slichot, particularly the Sfaradim, when it comes to Kinot, or when it comes to Slichot, many of them are written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. By the Ashkenazim, it's less written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, but there are still some Rabbi Yehuda Halevi piyutim there. This is a work that we believe to be historical fiction. We believe it was historical fiction, actually, until recently. It's a work where, and we'll go through it a little bit, some of it inside. Again, if you have the link, you can follow along, but I think it's worthwhile. It's a story of, he gives a defense of Judaism. A defense of why Judaism is the proper religion. This was an issue during the Middle Ages that the Jewish people were, this is before they were attacked physically in Spain, but from a more fundamental spiritual philosophical perspective, people were being, you know, drawn to other religions, and he wanted to defend Judaism. So why Judaism? Why the mitzvot? Why Am Yisrael? He has a whole section on, and we'll get to it, all of it, on why we are the Am HaNivchar, why the Eretz HaNivcheret. At some point, he explains that why Eretz Yisrael, and he explains the wonderful aspects of Eretz Yisrael. And so there's a conversation that he has, we'll see, with the Melech HaKuzarim. And the Melech HaKuzarim responds to him, so nu, if Eretz Yisrael is so wonderful, so what are you doing here in Spain? And he says, you're right. And Rabbi Halevi says that he then made Aliyah. He went to Eretz Yisrael, and he made Aliyah. And if you've been to the Kotel, so there's something called Ma'alot Rabbi Yehuda Halevi on the way to or from the Kotel, where it's named for him. The story goes that when he got there, he was trampled by an Arab local wagon driver. It's unclear if he made it to exactly to the Makom HaMikdash or didn't make it to the Makom HaMikdash. He's famous for writing Tzion Alot Yishali, Libi B'Mizrach, V'Nochi B'Sof Ma'arav. Pining for Eretz Yisrael, based a lot on what he says here. So the story is as follows. And Shaul Sheiluni LaTeonot VaTshuvot Asheriti Neged Ta'anotem Shel HaCholkim Al Dateinu. He says straight out, the point of this work is arguments against Judaism, and he wants to defend it. And he says, Miben HaNimshachim Achar HaFilosofia, whether those are philosophical arguments that those philosophers are arguing, Umiben Ma'aminei Datot Acherot. I mean, Judaism was competing at the time against Islam and Christianity, something very similar to Catholicism. And from Kofrim among Am Yisrael. And he says, at this part, he says, V'nizkarti ma shashamati lifnei zman ma, Rabbi Halevi writing, says, I remember the story I once heard, which he makes up, Ta'anot shetane chaver, lifnei ke'arbamot shana, lifnei melech ha-kozarim. But the chaver, the Chaver is unnamed. The Chaver is a Jewish scholar who is talking to the Melech HaKuzarim. Ta'anot asher al pian kibel ha-melech edat ha-yehudim. The Melech HaKuzarim, after this long conversation, which is the Sefer HaKuzari, so I have this version, but you're more than welcome to see whichever one you'd like. Sfaria has a Hebrew English. That the Melech HaKuzarim accepts Judaism at the end of this. Like it's written down in the history books. And we've always thought this was a work of historical fiction. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is looking to write a philosophical work, and instead of writing straight philosophy, he's making it a conversation between someone known as the Chaver. The Chaver is the Jew, which we're going to refer to as Rabbi Yehuda Halevi himself, to Melech HaKuzarim. So we thought this was a work of historical fiction. Melech HaKuzarim never existed. The Kuzari people never existed. It's a story that he wants to defend Judaism, so he's trying to convince this Melech, what's the story of Judaism? And there's a whole debate, there's a whole discussion, and it's a philosophical work, but it's based on hashkafa about the essence of Judaism in the context of a conversation. So it's very easy to read. It's done very well. And the Melech HaKuzarim, at the end of the story, he accepts Judaism and all of his people convert, and it's beautiful. And for many years, we thought this was just a work of historical fiction. It turns out that there might actually be parts of the Russian Empire, what used to be the Russian Empire, that actually, this may have happened. This may indeed have happened, that there was a whole part of the Russian Empire that indeed did convert to Judaism for a number of years. Whether that's true or whether that's not is highly irrelevant. The work is written as a discussion between the Chaver and the Melech HaKozari. Now, before he introduces, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi introduces the Chaver and the Melech HaKozarim, he first goes through the introduction, and then he doesn't actually get to Judaism just yet. It's the end. So the Sefer HaKozari is broken up into five ma'amarim, and each ma'amar has different paragraphs, and each paragraph is numbered, so you can follow along. So this is the Pticha, the introduction, and it says, Melech Zem is Suparsham, it says in that story, he had a dream, the same dream, many, many, many times. And what was the dream? And in his dream, which is happening a number of times, he has a malach, an angel telling him, meaning, your kavana, your intentions are well and good in the eyes of God. Aval ma'asecha eino ratzui. Your actions are not ideal. So what does that mean? He's very confused. He's a religious man. The Melech HaKozarim me'od b'mitzvot dat HaKozarim. The Melech HaKozarim was very fervently religious. He was very frum Kuzari. He did all the religious aspects he had to do. Ad shu atzmo hayam shamesh b'heichal asher lahem umakriv korbanot b'lev shalem. He wasn't just the king. He was also one of the kohanim of the dat HaKozarim. He was one of the people who would offer their korbanot and would do their actions. So when he says, kavanatcha ritzuya val ma'asecha inam ritzuyim, it really bothers him. Ulam im kol asher osif lishmeot ha-mitzvot ahem, haya ha-malach nira elav, laila laila, v'omer lo, kavanatcha ritzuya, aval ma'asecha ino ritzuy. So he said, you know, maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I need to do some type of repentance in his religion. And he would try to add more and add more and add more. And nonetheless, every night he would get, he would keep getting the same dream. Your intentions are good, but your actions are not. And so he had a big problem. He didn't know what to do. And he now, davar ze garam lo lamelech hakozarim lidrosh v'lachkor bidvar ha'emunot v'adeot v'sof davar yityahed hu v'amrav in hakozarim ito. So he goes on a trek of religious exploration, which he ends with Judaism, and him and his people convert to Judaism. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is saying that I'm going to tell you this whole story because it's very compelling. And I'm going to skip a little bit. Misaprim ki misha niglalo lemelech hakozarim b'chalom ki kavanato retzuya b'nei ha'eloha ach ma'aseyo eno retzui. They tell, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi talking, right? They tell the story that when he heard this, that's af nitzava b'chalamo ze levakesh da ma'aseyo retzui b'nei ha'eloha. And the angel tells him, so go find out. Go find out what God wants from you. So now what does he do? The Melech HaKozarim has to figure out, well, what's the right thing? Clearly, the Kozari religion, whatever that is not the ideal, is not what God wants. So clearly, he believes in the God. That's step one. So now he has to go and explore, so what does God really want? And so he's going to start with the philosophical approach. He's going to go talk to a philosopher, see what he thinks God, what religion is. And the Melech HaKozarim is not going to like it. He's then going to go to a Christian scholar, and he's not going to like it. A Muslim scholar, and he's not going to like it. And that's just the first 3, 4, 5 pages. And then the rest of the Sefer is he talks to the Chaver, to the Jewish scholar. Now, what's the point of including the philosopher, the Christian, and the Muslim, if in the end of the day we want to learn about Jewish approach? Why Judaism? So it's very important because it explains to us what we are and how we differ from them. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, we'll see that our differences, according to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, are key and fundamental, and therefore it's important just to go through it a little bit. We're not going to go through all of their arguments, but just a little bit. It's just the first five, six pages of the book are about the philosopher, the Christian, and the Muslim scholars. And then the Melech HaKozarim rejects them, and he's bothered. So he then goes and finds the Jew, and when he finds the Jew, the Chaver, he now is bought in, and he wants to hear more and more and more. And the Chaver tells him why Judaism, why we're special, why Am Yisrael, why the mitzvot. And that's the bulk of the Sefer. Bezrat Hashem, we're not going to get all of it tonight. Just going to go for a half hour. And Bezrat Hashem will go through it as the weeks progress. So he first goes to the philosopher, V'yishaleu la'amanato. Again, the reason to understand this is to understand the differences. What are we exactly? Because some of the things sound very similar. Sometimes, you know, all religions believe X. And so how are we different? and what makes it fundamentally different. And then he gets to the details. So the philosopher says, and some of this sounds very familiar to us. So Amar lo philosoph, the philosopher tells him, Hay Eloa, ein lefanav lo ratzon velo sina, God has no desires, no hatred. Ki uit barach miromam me'al kol ratzon v'chavana. He has no desires. Sharei ha'kavana morel hayot mechaven chafetz bedavar ha'chaser lo. If God wants something, he desires something, that means he doesn't have it right now. If you want something, if I want something, it means if I'm hungry, I want food, it means that right now I'm missing something. So if God wants something, so that means that right now he's missing something. And according to the philosopher, God is perfect. So he can't want anything. Now, if you've learned Rambam, this is not the Rambam, it's Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. This sounds very much like how the Rambam describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very similar. And he says, "V'chen miromam hu Eloah." This part gets a little bit different. Ledata philosophim, God is so elevated, me'al yediata pratim. He doesn't know the details of what's happening in the world. Why? Not because he can't. Ki apratim mishtanim lerega lerega. Ulam bidiata Eloah lo itachen kol shinui. If God's knowledge is perfect and cannot change, all details, how humans live their lives, changes every minute. So God can't. That can't bother him. He can't deal with that. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need the details. He has the larger thing. This is called Ashkacha. The philosopher is saying there's no such thing as Ashkacha, otherwise known as divine providence. It doesn't exist because God is not involved in the details. And moreover, this is where it sounds very different from Judaism. Not if that was certainly. Nimtza she'ina lo makir otcha. God doesn't know you. It's even hard to call him God. The Eloah, the divine, whatever it is, doesn't know the individual. Why? Because we're all different. So that means that he can't know differences. He could care less about your intentions, what you want. He's not interested because those things change. And if he is perfect, that means that he can't change because perfection is complete. So if he knows what you're thinking and that's changing, then his knowledge would change and he can't. He says, V'kol shekin eno shomea tfilatcha v'lo ro'e tnuotecha. He doesn't want to hear your tfilah. He doesn't know what you're doing. He's not interested in that. And we're skipping a little bit. This is an Ot Aleph still. Ume olam lo bara Eloh Adam ki olam kadmon. He says, not only that, God didn't create man. According to the philosopher, he says, the world always existed and it just happened. Humankind just happened through God, you know, through the world being there. It's just something that happens. There's something called emanations, atzilut. It's not on purpose. God didn't make people on purpose. He didn't do any of those things, the philosopher says. And then he continues, the Adam HaShalem, he goes, there's this idea of human perfection, that a perfect person can achieve perfection. Meaning there is somewhere to go. Meaning a person might think for a moment, if God doesn't care about me, and if he knows everything that's perfect, and he's not interested in the details, so then why bother doing anything? So Rina Levi is aware of that. He's saying this isn't just a religion that says God does do whatever you want. He's saying the philosophical approach is that you can still attain perfection spiritually. A person can try to do the right thing because there's this notion of rightness around. And he says there's this Or HaEloki that's called Sechel Poel. There's this light. Bo yitchaber ha-sechel nifal shel adam yitchaberut shel yitmazgut. That a person can negate all of his physical parts of him to be completely spiritual, completely intellectual. Meaning, according to this philosophical approach, a person gets rid of everything. He only focuses on that which is intellectually proper. And he continues, there's more of this. I'm just going to skip to one part, which is interesting. He says, Kacha te'aseh ha-nefesh doma la-malach. A person can be like an angel. Just below that, and he could attain this intellectual perfection. It's almost like the Rambam describes, for those who are familiar, Olam Haba, but he's talking about Olam Hazeh. And he says, the final point, and this is really where the Melech HaKozarim says, what are you talking about? When you attain that level, this is the end of Ot Aleph. Al tachush be'eze min minei avodah ta'oved la'eloa. Once you attain that perfection, don't worry about what religion you call yourself, what actions you're doing, what words you're saying. It's not relevant. All that's relevant is the intellectual aspect of it. And the Milchah Gozerim says, you know, it sounds nice, but come on. I'm having this dream that kavanatcha ritzuya u'ma'asecha einam ritzuyim. My intention is good, but the action is bad. So it sounds like there are actions that are good and actions that are bad. So what are you telling me? Your whole intellectual approach, it only matters what a person thinks and what a person is able to attain intellectually. That's not God. That's not what's happening in the world. And he effectively says, I don't feel that that's right. That doesn't respond to human emotion. That doesn't respond to what I feel to be correct. And he moves on. And he's like, this is not right. And he says, he just drops the philosophical approach. He says it doesn't feel like it makes sense to him. And he says, okay, let's ask the Muslims and the Christians, because they're the largest groups in the world, according to what he knows. He lives in Europe. So he goes to the Christians, the Christian scholar. Now this is important again, because much of this we seem to agree with. So he says, Ani ma'amin ki, this is a Christian scholar. This is Ot Dalid. Ani ma'amin ki kol ani mitzayim nivraim, that everything was created, he says. V'chi kadmon rako borait barach, and only God was before, meaning God created everything. Asher barait ha'olam b'shikula b'shisha yamim, he created the world in 6 days. Okay, so far we're on board. V'chen ma'amin ani ki kol ani shim mitzayi adamim, we all come from Adam Rishon. V'ilav mit yachasim kulam. Good, we agree. There's something called Ashkacha. There's providence. God cares about what's happening to people. And sometimes he can communicate with people. Okay, this is very different than the philosopher. This is a God who's interested in the world. So far, it sounds good. Says God has anger and the will and mercy. We'll have to figure out what that means. And God reveals himself to Nevuah, meaning, we think about tefillah, we think about prayer all the time. The Rambam says the opposite of tefillah is nevuah. We talk to God, God talks to us. Nevuah, God can communicate with people. Good. So far, this sounds very Jewish. And he chose a specific people. The Jewish people. I believe the whole Bible. Okay, so why are they Christian? That sounds very Jewish. He says, ulam besof divrei mehem. He says, well, at the end, the Jews sinned. Bedor acharon livnei Yisrael nitgashma elahut. So now he says, you know, when the Jews sinned, so nitgashma elahut. So then the godliness became physical. This is the Christian speaking. Vaital ubar beguf shel betulam mishpachat rama beYisrael, and was born to a human. Vehila datu, and she gave birth to him. This is Jesus. Enoshi b'niglev Eloki b'nistar, and they believe in this Trinity, and they believe in this physical aspect of God. Okay, good. Skipping a little bit, he talks about the Trinity. The same way that God chose the Jews, he gave up on the Jews, and now he chose Jesus. And he's his Mashiach, etc., 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 etc. We don't have to get through all of his details. Good. And the Kuzari responds, the Melech HaKuzarim says, "Dat kazot einam anecha hakom legayim." He says, that's not logical. He says, that's not rational. He says, everything that happened up until your story, you know, I could believe and make sense and it's logical and rational. All of a sudden, everything changes on the dime. Everything, God at one point was never physical. All of a sudden, he is. God changes his mind about everything. It's just very, very strange. Why should that happen? Why should everything switch? And he says, and even if that would be true, how do you prove that that's true? How do you know it happened? He says, how do you know it changed? He says, this is the same thing with every Avodah Zarah. They say, oh, the rules all change. How do you know? That doesn't seem right. And he asks the Muslim. And the Muslim says, yeah. The Muslim says, we believe all of that. I believe the Bible. I believe the New Testament. After God chose the Jews, then God got rid of the Jews. They sinned. He chose the Christians. But the Muslims believe there's no physical aspect of God. They get rid of that completely. That whole aspect of Christianity, of physicality, they get rid of. They don't want any of that. And he says, and even if in the Quran, you'll see that there are things that sound physical. No. It's just a mashal. It's all meant as metaphors. It's not meant for real. So they believe in the Quran. And after God chose the Jews, we sinned, got rid of them. Chose the Christians. They didn't follow. He sent Muhammad. He sent the Quran. And that's, he calls him the Chotam HaNeviim. That's final. It's all that he believes in everything. That's the final Navi. And he writes, this is the Muslim. And he can't say, he is the final word. He changes everything that came before. Fine. So the Melech HaKozarim says, okay, you know, the beginning sounds very reasonable. You know, the Christian said the same thing. And now you want to change everything. You want me to believe, like, there's a whole rational system made sense. God abandoned the Jews, chose the Christians, then he chose this guy Muhammad. And we have to believe it because the Quran is from, they believe the Quran is from God told Muhammad. And he says, I don't understand. You have to prove to me that things change. Just because somebody got up one day and said things change, that doesn't prove anything. Now, the reason I'm focusing on this so much is because that's what the Chaver is going to build on. Meaning the Melech HaKozarim is saying, just because someone gets up and says, these are the rules, that's not going to convince him. So if Jesus gets up and says, those are the rules, it's not going to convince him. If Muhammad gets up and says, these are the new rules, it's not going to convince him. He needs something different. He needs something that people are going to be convinced of. People. Meaning not just one person getting up and saying that. And we'll allude to it right now. This is what the Chaver is going to call Matan Torah. Ma'amar Har Sinai. Matan Torah, for Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, is going to be everything. It's going to be in front of 2 million people. It's not just one person getting up and saying, this is true, whether it's Jesus, it's Yeshu, whether it's Muhammad. It's not one person getting up and saying it's true. It's a revelation, a hitgalut elokit, in front of millions of people. And he thinks that's what's necessary to convince me of something truth. So he says, right now, he's talking to the Muslim, you have one thing. That's, you know, he says he changed everything. So I have a difficulty with that. And he says, and you're telling me that the Quran is divine. I have to believe the Quran is from God. Why? Because it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. Nobody could have written like that. So the Melech HaKozarim says, could be. I don't speak Arabic. I have no idea. He goes, to me, it sounds like Arabic. I have no idea. It doesn't sound any more beautiful than other Arabic. It all sounds the same. In other words, it's all Greek to me. But Bekitzer, he says, I can't be convinced by something I don't understand. You're telling me it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful, it could never be written by man. To me, it sounds the same, I don't understand. You have no proof. And he says, no, but there are a lot of proofs, that the Muslim says, but that's not what we believe. So he says, but you need a proof to me. He says, well, yeah, a lot of proofs about God. A lot of proofs that people were present for. Now, Rabbi Halevi is setting himself up for this. He says, yeah, so what are the proofs? What are the proofs? He says, well, there are a lot of miracles that God did. Look in the Bible, meaning Tanakh, Yitziat Mitzrayim, Paro, Kriyat Yamsuf, the Man, Ma'amar Har Sinai, Yoshua made the sun stand still. A lot of miracles prove God. So the Melech HaKozarim says, that's great, but that doesn't prove your version. That proves the Jewish version. So he says, I don't have a choice. I must ask the Jews. And he says, he didn't want to ask the Jews because remember, in the Middle Ages, even now, Judaism was not very popular. Judaism was not the popular religion. And so why would you think, he says, you know, and he'll get to this. This is one of the issues he deals with. If Judaism is correct, why are Am Yisrael always persecuted? Why are we always the lowest level? Why are we in Galut in his time? We're still in Galut. Now we have Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. But we're still in Galut. And why are all these terrible things happening if we're doing the right thing? So the Rabbi David is going to deal with all of these questions. He's got lots and lots of questions. The beauty of it being a dialogue is that he's able to ask a lot of questions that maybe we'd be uncomfortable talking about, but he asks them. So he says, he asks the Jew to succinctly explain what he believes in. And we only have a few minutes. So I want to read you what the Chaver, this is Ot Yud Aleph. In Ma'amari shown again, Ot Yud Aleph. This is where the Chaver introduces what Judaism is. And now that we saw what Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi presents as a philosophical approach, the Christian approach, the Muslim approach, we'll appreciate more greatly what he says. He says, Ani ma'amin be'elohei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. I believe in the God of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, asher otziet b'nei Yisrael be'otot uv'moftim Mitzrayim, who took b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim with miracles, v'chil kalam b'midbar, and he fed them in the desert, and he gave them Eretz Canaan as a land to live in, after he did Kriyat Yam Suf and Kriyat Yarden with many miracles. And he sent Moshe Rabbeinu with the Torah, and then thousands of Nevi'im. Interesting approach. The Gemara doesn't list thousands. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi assumes that the Gemara lists only some, but there were thousands of others. Shekulam karol torato bi'adam sachar tov l'chol shara ve'onesh l'chol aver aleh. And the Nevi'im's job was to get people to keep the Torah and give a punishment to those who don't. Anachnu ma'aminim b'kol ha'kaduv ha'Torah hazot v'advarim arukim. We believe anything that says in the Torah. So he's very careful in how he writes all of this, and he refers back to it. So we will also, but let's continue into the conversation. So the Melech HaKozarim says, so lo chinam ichlati barishon alo yishol ha'yudim. He goes, you see, I didn't have to ask the Jews. Midati ki shalshelet ha'kabalah etzlan nitka mikvar v'da'atam nitma'ata. The Jews, their shalshelet ha'kabalah, their masorah, their tradition was cut off years ago. Look at them. They don't even have a country. They don't even have a people. They're spread out all over the place. V'da'atam nitma'ata. And so forth too, they lost their knowledge. Ki dalutam lo anich l'midata, but they're always being chased from place to place. He says, why didn't you say, v'chilai alacha leimor, why didn't you tell me, Mr. Chaver, Rabbi Chaver, ata yehudi ki ma'aminata b'borei ha'olam sadrom minigo, you believe in the God who created the world. Hu asher bracha, he created you. V'umatrif l'chalechim chukech, and he feeds you. V'chadomen yitarim ha'lokim, why didn't you give, you know, the standard descriptions of God? This is what every religious person does. They believe in God because he cares about me. That's why we get close to God. He says, so the chaver answers him, he says, if our religion was just based on logic, you're right. It's not so simple. If you ask the philosophers, they don't even agree. Everyone disagrees. Says you have to have a proof. Okay, so he says, Anu. So the Chaver says, so what's the proof? He says, I have the best proof. Because once you have this, you don't need any more proof. So he says, Nu. So what is it? He says, no, I need to do an introduction because Jews don't answer the question, you know, straight out. We have a Masoret all the way back from Yehuda Halevi. We don't answer questions without giving an introduction. First, and then we'll pause before we get to the introduction. But what I think we get out of this section is that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi needs to base Judaism on saying he's trying to argue that we have a proof for it. He's going to argue that Judaism is true because there's a proof. Now, remember, he says we recognize that God's involved in history. We know that. And so when someone says God doesn't care, he realizes he cares. When he says that one person gets up and says something, that's not compelling. That's not a reason to be a religious person. You need to have something that it's not just one person getting up, and that's going to be Ma'amad Har Sinai. But more than that, just as a prelude to next time, the Chaver introduces himself, Ani Ma'amin B'Elohei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, who took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Kuzari says, what do you mean? You believe in the God who created the world. So why does the Chaver introduce God as Elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael Yaakov, who took us out of Mitzrayim? And he points out that that's exactly how the Aseret HaDibrot begin. The Aseret HaDibrot begin, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God, not Asher Barati Shamayim V'Aretz, not who created the world, but Asher Otziticha Me'Eretz Mitzrayim, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. And for the Kuzari, from Yehuda Halevi, that's the fundamental difference between us. We have a proof that no one can disagree with. And he says everything else is going to flow from that. Everything else is going to flow from that. Whether it's the mitzvot, whether it's Torah she'Baal Peh he'll get to, whether Eretz Yisrael, at the very beginning he deals with the concept of Am HaNivchar. How could it be that we're a selected nation? Shouldn't religion be for everybody? What about different mitzvot? What about Tuma and Tahara? What about Korbanot? Why do you do all of these things? Why all the mitzvot? And the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi bases it, he builds a platform. And he explains level upon level upon level. Bezrat Hashem will get to it. Each level, how he explains all the mitzvot, and what exactly is the meaning behind all of them, and how that brings to a greater shleimut. And he convinces the Melech HaKuzari. Melech HaKuzari actually pushes him to move to Eretz Yisrael, like we said. And it's one of the foundational works. And Bezrat Hashem will be able to learn it together.